It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Ooh, ooh, guess what today is?
The 16th.
I knew that. Guess Wednesday. What else? Yeah, I knew that.
Hump Day.
No, try again.
I don't know.
It's the start of Fall Arts and Crafts Festivals.
Oh, it is!
I love that. I love that. It's worth how fast time flies.
Yeah.
One of our reporters talked to an artist named Ralph Mathey, who is going to be selling at the Bella Vista Arts and Crafts Festival, and he is donating all the proceeds of the jewelry he sells to Hear the Cry. Hear is an acronym for Haiti Education Assistance and Relief.
Oh.
So the goal of the organization is to equip young Haitians through education to have the vision and skills to impact their own communities. He has been making jewelry ever since he bought a jewelry factory.
Random. But I like it.
And he found a lot of pieces that were imported from Europe before World War II. So he has authentic vintage components.
Oh, very cool.
And I'm going to miss it because I'm going to be in Austin.
Oh, no.
So if you make it to Bella Vista, check it out. There are also the usual set of fall crafts fairs, Spanker Creek, which starts today and continues through Sunday. The Bella Vista Arts and Crafts Festival starts tomorrow and is only through Saturday. Don't be confused. The Jones Center Arts and Crafts Festival in Springdale, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The War Eagle Fair starts tomorrow through Saturday. Shorter hours on Sunday, but just by a little bit. And that, of course, is at War Eagle Mills Farm. The War Eagle Mill Fall Craft and Culinary Fair, Thursday through Sunday. The Sharp Show at War Eagle, which is everybody thinks it's part of the Mill Fair, but it's not, Thursday through Sunday. The Frisco Station Mall Arts and Crafts Festival, Thursday through Sunday. And the Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Show, Friday and Saturday at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale and the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. You can check out all of this in last week's What's Up, which is available online at nwaonline.com.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.